Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hey, chicks, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. It's Laura Jackson here, and we're talking today about business. It's Thursday, and actually, it's also my birthday. So, happy birthday to me. I'm going to talk to you guys about one of my favorite things. So, you guys probably hear me a lot talking about fitness and nutrition, which I love. Super love it. However, I also am a business building junkie. So I absolutely love business. So a little backstory here. When I first started my career, I was not always a fitness or nutrition professional. I'd always wanted to be a nutritionist, but actually my dad talked me out of it because he said there was no money in that. But I actually just had no idea who at 18 years old knows what they really want to do with their lives. So anyways, I took some time off. I went and worked at a hotel in the Rocky Mountains in Canada, and I had a blast. It was almost like my college years. So then when I decided to go back to school, I went back at the age of about 22, and I ended up going back to school for business and marketing. And I just fell in love with it. I just love the idea of being able to create something, like an actual, you're creating something that didn't exist anymore before out of an idea in your head, right? So like, that's really what, you know, what business is for. Well, I shouldn't say for everything, but for me, that's why I loved entrepreneurship. Like I love the idea of coming up with an idea and then suddenly just bringing it to life. And, you know, I did that. I worked in marketing, international marketing for a period of time, but I didn't have my own business. I was working in business for corporate, and it was long nights and lots of travel, and my health was suffering. My eating disorder was horrible. I was just it just was not for me. And I remember standing in a boardroom. I was in Beverly Hills. I had a pretty sweet job. I was in Beverly Hills in an office, and I worked for Hilton Hotels, and we were pitching for an advertising budget. And it was me and my boss at the time. And there was all the big wigs, the vice presidents, all of the, you know, the big wigs from all around the world. So we're pitching for this budget for our Canadian office, and we got it approved. And I remember standing there, and this was like a big win. I was about 26 at the time. And, you know, I was at this level. I had just pitched this multi-million dollar deal, and I got it. And I felt nothing. I literally was standing there looking at everybody, and my boss was so excited. And I just had this sinking feeling, thinking, oh my God, do I have to do this for the rest of my life? Like, this sucks. I also was thinking at the same time, I can't believe that I'm about to spend like $2 million on print ads for hotels when there's people out there who need more help. So anyways, needless to say, this was just not my calling. And then when I started getting involved more in fitness and nutrition and educating myself, falling in love with it, I got certified, I started training. Next thing you know, Amanda and I started Fit Chicks, and the rest is essentially history. I left my corporate job and took this idea of what I had in my mind of what I thought women's fitness and women's nutrition and women's health should be approached as. We started with the boot camp, and then from there our academy was born. And now I just literally have the best job in the world. So for anyone who's listening to this, of course, it's a business podcast. You're probably thinking, okay, well, you know, what does this have to do with me? Well, first of all, I want to tell you guys that, yeah, it has a lot to do with you, because I had an idea, just like you probably are listening to this, having an idea, and you want to bring it to life, and you know you have a voice that you want to make impact on this world, and you want to help people, and you want to support yourself doing it, but you're probably thinking, I don't know how the heck to do that. So this is where I want to kind of come in and help you guys out. So we live in a super interesting time right now. When I first started in business, of course, the internet was like just essentially starting, and all you could really do was, you know, plop up a website. There wasn't really anything called real internet marketing. Then as I started the business, we, you know, eventually things started coming up, like you could buy banner ads on other people's websites, and then you could start to, you know, you could start to do search advertising with Google. But there was, it was just always, you just paid and hoped that someone would either see your ad or they might be searching for what you have to offer. And during that time, it was great for a lot of people. But we were doing the old school approach. We were putting up posters. We were fax advertising. I don't even know if you guys know what that is. We would be at every single event. We were just exhausted. So now the thing that's different now is for fitness and nutrition professionals, there is so, and for any professional, there's so much opportunity in the online space. So you can run the most amazing, lucrative online programs and have clients around the world bringing your idea to life. And you could do it quickly because you don't need a lot of money to buy a URL or to pay for a software system, a sales funnel system to get up a web page and take payment and, you know, start to host webinars or whatever it is. You can literally do that in a weekend. So that where my idea before, when we started FitChicks, I had to print posters and, you know, figure out all of these location rentals and XYZ. And it was a whole process that went into that. You literally could have your business up, your idea turn into an actual reality in a weekend. The problem is, though, with a lot of people is, number one, they don't believe that they could actually do that. And number two, they don't have a very clear idea of what they could even teach. So we actually have a program in FitChicks Academy that we're just launching. It's our FitChicks Academy Online Biz Builders Lab. And the reason we created this was out of our academy. So we have, out of our other academy programs. So we have our Fitness and Nutrition Expert Program. We have our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Expert Program. Both of them, our grads are seeing amazing results. They're building amazing businesses. However, the one thing that they don't know how to do and they're so intimidated by is building online programs. They also think that they only have to teach fitness classes, where I'm like, no, as a fitness professional, as a nutrition professional, wellness professional, health professional, there are so many things that you could teach on. You could teach on anything from, you know, how to cook keto-friendly meals. You could teach on how to, you know, how to properly stretch out or properly stretch or exercise postnatal. You could talk to somebody about how to pick the best running shoes. Like, there's so many things that you can actually coach and teach on that is in the whole scope of fitness and nutrition, wellness, health, whatever it is. So from that, we decided to build the Online Biz Builders Lab to really help our students and all of you guys who are trying to build your businesses to really understand how you can actually create and launch online programs. So for us, after we successfully created and launched, we created FitChicks, we were just so limited. And that was the thing that really fueled us. We were so limited to who we could train. It had to be people who we had camps in their areas. And we were getting emails from women from all around the world being like, I go on your website. I love your recipes. I love your free workouts. Where can we work out with you? Or where can we get access to your programs? And we literally were like, oh, well, we can send you a DVD. So we knew, okay, there's demand there. We need to get in there. And from there, we've built multiple online programs, and we've had multiple 5- and 6-figure launches from those programs. So we know what we're doing, and we're like, you know what? We got to help other people do this too. So that's where this program's coming out. So if you want to check it out, check out fitchicksacademy.com/bizbuilder. So we're going to be opening that up very soon. We have a group going right now, but of course it's our beta group. But yeah, so this is where we're seeing a lot of struggle with fitness and health professionals is that they just, number one, they're intimidated by it. They feel like it's like they don't even know where to start. So that's why we're creating the program to help walk through that. The other thing, they don't know what they could teach in. And this is something I talk a lot about within the program is that, you know, you are an expert. You are an expert. And for many of us, we don't see ourselves as experts. You know, we think experts are someone who has a huge, you know, letters after their name, or they're old. You know, they're like, they're way older. They're 70 years old. They've lived their whole life doing it. No. An expert is essentially somebody who has life experience or certifications within a certain area. And when I tell my students, where I tell about being an expert or seeing yourself, think about it like high school. Okay. You don't need to be the number one grandmaster expert, but you can coach people who you are more of an expert than them on the matter. So for example, with my example of high school, it's like, think about people coming in, like you're a senior and they are a freshman. Okay. So in Canada, that would be like you're grade 13 and they're, or grade 12 and they're grade 9. When you're in high school, when they first come in, they're looking to you like, oh my God, they know what they're doing. Cause as a senior, cause you've walked the walk before them. You've done grade 9, 10, 11, 12. You've gone through, you know, going to the junior prom and then going to the senior prom and whatnot. So they're looking to you to be like, oh my gosh, tell me how to prepare myself for this. Right. Because you were once a freshman, you know what it's like. So it's kind of the same thing when you're looking at your expertise, start to look at all of the things that, number one, you could teach on, or you could, because you have the certifications, you have the life experience, and write it all out. And it, you know, you might be thinking, I'm just a fitness professional, but there's probably a whole bunch of other things within that. And also think about your own personal stories, because I always say your program is in your story. If you really look back to your story, when I look back to my story of how I even got interested in fitness and nutrition, I went through my own health struggles. And the only way that I got through them, the only way I lost 50 pounds and have kept it off for 8 years, the only way that I personally was able to get over an eating disorder, and the only way I can still live this lifestyle, is because I actually educated myself. I didn't just take a program, like a quick, like, oh, I'm going to do another diet. I said, no, I'm doing it the other way. I'm going to learn about this stuff, how the body really works, how the body burns fat, how it moves, what foods heal me, what exercises are the best to transform body composition. And from there, from my story, that's where Fit Chicks Academy was born. From Amanda's story, that's where Fit Chicks Academy was born. When I realized that, to me, was my key. Then I launched a fitness business. Then I realized, no, the power is in education. The power is in educating other people, because the more you know, the better you do, right? So that's how Fit Chicks Academy was born. So for you, look at your story. What is your freshman story? What is something that you've walked through that you now are on the other side of? And some of like our students have dealt with health issues, like, you know, osteoarthritis, weight issues. And now they're helping other people, or they're going to be helping other people who are dealing with inflammatory issues. Or it's somebody who lost weight doing the keto diet, and they have kept it off for 5 years, and they absolutely totally believe in it. They've studied the research, the science, all the things around it. Now they're teaching people how to create and how to cook keto friendly meals. That's their online program. They just teach about keto cooking. So it doesn't mean that you just have to teach a workout, or you just have to teach, you know, about calories in, calories out. There's so many areas that you could teach a program on. But one of the best things to do is just step back and look at your story, because your program will be in your story somewhere. I guarantee it, because that's your expertise. That's where you come from. And that's going to drive your passion. It's going to drive your material. It's going to drive your voice. So go back to that. And then do a list as well, of course. What's your certifications? What are all the things you could teach in? We also actually have a student too. For her background is in psychology, but she wants to teach fitness to people as an outlet to be able to help them overcome anxiety and depression naturally without going on medication. So what's she doing? As you could see, from what I just said, she's tying in her different certifications, her certification as a fitness professional, her certification in psychology, and marrying the two together. So have fun brainstorming this, but believe that you can, there's so many different programs you can teach. You've just got to find what your story is, what your program is, where you're going to bring the most value. Okay. So that's where, number one, it's getting over the idea that you can even do this, because you can. It's just knowing the steps is a process. The second is figuring out what you can teach on. Because again, this is where we always get stuck. Like, I could never teach an online program. What would I teach on? Just take a step back, 5 minutes right now, set the timer, and look at your stories, look at your certifications. I guarantee you'll have a program you can teach on. Thirdly, is getting to, after you've figured out what you could teach on, figuring out who can you truly help. So when you look at a lot of marketing books and a lot of fitness business books or business books in general, they talk a lot about this idea of like, who is your ideal client? And, you know, who, like, what market would be the best market financially for you to go into and all of these things. And I like to look at it as, and Amanda does as well, look at it as, who can I truly help? Like, with my story, with my expertise, with my certifications I just wrote down, who could I help the most? And again, going back to my story, that came very clear. I can help women the most who are, you know, between the ages of like 29 to 45. Those are the people I'm going to help the most, who have the income to invest in their becoming a fitness professional. Also want to create a job where they can then pay this forward and teach other people and, you know, create a career and a life that they love. But it became very clear to me, like, the woman who I could help would be someone who then could teach others this as well. So ask yourself that question, not, oh, who is my ideal client? Who can I serve? I just think of it as, who could I help the most with my gifts? And I know that that's not men and that's not children. I know for me, I can help women become amazing fitness and nutrition professionals and in turn build a business they love and build healthier communities around the world. And that is just it's became crystal clear. So ask yourself that question. Who can I help? Who could I truly help? So, and the reason I say this to you guys, sorry, side noting, is that I know a lot of people, they end up that I've seen like within my academy and clients and stuff, they suddenly are like, they get into fitness and nutrition and they're like, I just so badly want to work with men, women, kids. I want to work with everybody and teach them about fitness and nutrition and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, even though it's so great that you want to help everybody, if you're talking to everybody, you're talking to nobody. So you want to dial it in to making sure that you're very clear on who you want to work with. And also your expertise is going to be lost on having that broad of a group of people, because you're going to really, really benefit from help, or someone's going to really benefit from you helping them, their specific needs based on, like I said, your story, based on your interest. I also have students that will come in and they'll be like, oh, you know, I'm getting certified and I decided that I want to teach, let's say, in keto, for example, or I want to teach high intensity interval training. But they're like, but I've never done high intensity interval training and I never want to do it. And actually I found that for most people that I've worked with, it's caused injuries, but I want to teach it. It's like, there's a disconnect there, right? You've got to dig deep. Who are the people you can help? Because it's got to be authentic to something that's helped you. So again, go back to what you know and what you've experienced and then how you can help other people with it. So that's the third thing I ask myself, or ask yourself, what problem, like, who can I help solve their problem the best? And that's kind of the first three things that I would start off with. So as you are, as I said today, it's my birthday. Those are my three little gifts to you. So if you're thinking about taking your fitness business, your fitness nutrition business online, or you've just gotten certified and you're like, you know what, I want to start a business and I don't know how. Seriously, the online space is the best place to start. Because of course, you can do it really quickly. You can get your voice out there. You can reach a huge market, not just whoever is in your small town or your big city, but you're open up to the world. But as I mentioned, you've got to, first of all, get over the idea that you cannot do this, or it's going to be super challenging, because it's just a method. You just have to go through the method of what you need to do to build it. But in order to do that too, you have to really get clear on what is your area, what's going to be your expertise, and where are you an expert in? And like I said, it's in your story. It's in your story and it's in your certification. So look at that. Just write it all down. Anything. When I wrote mine down, I could teach in dog walking because I once took a dog walking certification course. I know this sounds really weird, or a certificate. So yes, obviously that's not part of my bigger mission. I don't really, even though I would love to do that as well. That's not necessarily something I'm going to dive into, but that's even something I could teach on. So put everything down there. So like getting to that clarity of your expertise. And then lastly, who can I help solve the problem for the most? Whose problem can I really help them with? Because this is where you're going to have the most impact. And when you have impact too, you're going to get better testimonials. You're going to get more clients because they're going to see the results you're getting for them. And you're going to start to really make a name for yourself. So that's where I recommend you start off. Of course, check us out, fitchixacademy.com. Every Thursday, we have a business podcast We also will be opening up our online Biz Builders Lab. So please for sure check that out and get on the waiting list. And yeah, let's build healthier communities around the world and let's start it in the online space. Okay, chicks, have an amazing day. FitChicksAcademy.com/BizBuilder. And I will talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.